半导体不是只有护国神山，想投资真正的隐形英雄，力争上游就对了。国内首档锁定全球半导体上游设备与材料厂的 ETF， 中信上游半导体，股票代号00941，带你与科技王者中的王者同行，指导半导体核心财富。2月26到3月1号称王募集，申购速洽中国信托投信与全台各大证券商。投资一定有风险，基金投资有赚有赔，申购前应详阅公开说明书。
Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Good afternoon, I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened down 150 points this morning from Friday's close at 20,586 on turnover of 8.7 billion NT. Big gains for tech stocks helped Wall Street claw back much of its slide from the previous session overnight. But the market still lost ground last Friday as it followed other regional markets. The Ministry of National Defense is reportedly slated to establish a new combatant command in 2026. Sources say the command will be tasked with defending Taiwan's territorial waters, extending 24 nautical miles from the shoreline. According to the report, the command will be listed under the Naval Command Headquarters. It will be headed by a vice admiral and bring together existing fast attack boat and anti-ship missile groups. It could be officially launched as early as 2026. And the Central Weather Administration says more earthquakes of between magnitude 3 and 4 could hit Jiayi over the coming couple of weeks. The warning comes after over 10 earthquakes have rattled the county since last Friday. According to the administration, the magnitude 7.2 earthquake that struck off eastern Taiwan on April 3rd resulted in stress adjustments in the underground fault zones in Jiayi, and that has triggered blind faults and unknown faults in western Taiwan to release energy. This is causing frequent tremors in the Jiayi area. In international news, diplomats in the UN Security Council called for restraint following Iran's drone attack on Israel on Saturday. The council met for an emergency meeting on Sunday. Members fear a full-blown spillover of the conflict in the region, as Jody Jacobs reports from New York.
It was a tense UN Security Council meeting, and with the UN Secretary General present, an indication perhaps that this matter is of international importance, and the fear of a full-blown conflict in that region is now real. Antonio Guterres has called for calm, saying the world does not need another war. It was Russia's ambassador that called his Western colleagues hypocritical and of having double standards. The US maintains that it continues to fully support Israel's right to defend itself and will in the coming days explore additional measures to hold Iran accountable, something Israel's ambassador was in agreement with. There was a direct message from Iran directed at the US, warning that should Washington initiate any military operations against it, it will use its inherent right to respond proportionately. Jody Jacobs at the United Nations in New York.
About 10 people have been killed by gunmen in Nigeria's north-central state of Plateau. The gunmen invaded villages in the Bokkos area of the state at night. Tasema Kende reports.
Chairman of the Bokkos Cultural Development Council confirmed the incident in a statement. He says the suspected terrorists were 50 in number and descended on the victims while they were sleeping. The assailants also set fire on homes and a place of worship. This isn't the first time the state is experiencing such an attack. In December, over 300 people were killed by gunmen in the state. Governor of the state, Caleb Mutfwang, has condemned the attacks and says security agencies have been directed to apprehend the perpetrators, investigate the situation and protect communities better. Tessem Akindi, Jos.
And this has been a bad year for North Atlantic right whales, which have been listed as endangered since 1970. And while just 360 whales remain, their numbers keep dropping. Julie Walker reports on attempts to monitor one of them.
NOAA says an entangled right whale was seen Tuesday about 50 miles south of Block Island. The whale has rope coming out of both sides of its mouth and has been far from shore, making it difficult for rescuers, says Scott Landry with the Center for Coastal Studies Marine Animal Entanglement Response Program.
We don't think this is the worst entanglement we've ever seen. Right now, there's no complete wrap of any body part. And it's a constricting wrap that is likely going to kill a whale.
But he says anything can change.
The reason why we sort of choose to intervene or not intervene is because of the risks to us. There's risk to the whale, there's risk to the people.
Right whales number less than 360. Several have died this year. I'm Julie Walker.
And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.